He's gotten Matt Holliday on the show. He's gotten Ryan Franklin, Todd Wellemeyer, Brendan Ryan, Colby Rasmus all here. He's gotten Jesse Jane here. And now for his final trick of the InsideSTL.com 4th anniversary party after already winning the IQ Showdown, it's time for Producer Joe to host the Idiots Roundtable.
Producer Joe.
Work for honest pay. I know it shouldn't vex me. I shouldn't take it hard. I should ignore their capering with a kingly disregard. But look at all those idiots. Oh, look at all those fools.
And good morning and welcome to the Idiots Roundtable. Surrounded by some of the finest Americans you might find, we've got Mike Lee, Timberfake, Rudy, and Jackie. Jackie, we'll start with you. Introduce yourself to everyone.
I'm Jackie Jordan. Well, Jackie Denise Jordan is my real name, so I'll say it like that.
And Jackie, you're into poetry. Did you bring a poem with you this evening?
Well, okay, I just say all of you have courage to go out and drink like you do, and you struggle when you get home. And angels take care of you after you have your hangover. Okay.
Go.
To my left is Rudy. Rudy is a drunkard that you're speaking of, Jackie. Rudy, say hello.
Hello, people.
The microphone, you got to stick it to your mouth.
I got to stick it in my mouth.
Yeah, there you go. To my right is Timberfake. Timberfake is here to say hello to everyone as well.
Not right, really.
Not right.
What's up? Yeah, I got Mr. Merriweather here. Say what's up, Mr. Merriweather.
What's going, Wayne?
And I got my security, Lil' Chris. Say what's up, Lil' Chris.
What's up?
And to everyone else's right is Mike Lee. Mike, say hello.
Hello.
We're going to start out with an easy question for all of you to answer. The question will go to Jackie first. Jackie, if you were the President of the United States, what would you do?
Well, first of all, I would have a lot of courage to run the country, know what struggles I'm going to have to go through, and have a strong foundation.
A foundation based on what?
Based on... a foundation based on what my plan is going to be to run the country. And what wall I'm gonna put up against the accomplishes.
That's a great answer. That's a wonderful answer. Rudy.
I would raise the import tax so people have to open their companies up over here and create more jobs.
Timberfake?
What was the question, man?
If you were the president for what one day, what would you do?
If I was what for one day?
The president of the United States.
I don't know. Monica Lewinsky.
That is your answer.
What was the question?
If you were the president for one day and you could do one thing, what would it be?
I would go to Disneyland.
Perfect. Mike Lee, if you could be the president for one day and Ozzy got to come along with you, what would you do that day?
Titty. Titty. No, big titty.
Joe, if I'm not mistaken, Mike Lee's answer to what he would do if he were president was titties.
Yeah. Yes, and it was modified to fake titties.
Mike Lee is the leader in the clubhouse after round one.
That's a wonderful answer, Mike Lee. We'll move on to the second question. If you could do one thing to improve the homeless situation in downtown St. Louis, what would it be, Jackie?
Well, first of all, I would make sure that my building was...
You got to speak up, man.
Oh, okay. I would make sure that my building was the biggest building that I could have. A lot of freedom, a lot of love.
Courage.
And a lot of... no struggles against the forces or against each other, but just a lot of love and a lot of time to get everybody together together as one family.
Seven. Rudy, what would you
Joe, could you summarize what Jackie's answer was?
You have to have a lot of courage in a big building.
A lot of courage in a big building will solve homeless problems.
And one family. And the
family as well. Having a family.
And having a family.
Rudy, what would you do to clean up the homeless problem in downtown St. Louis?
Have them get a job or collect unemployment.
Rudy, isn't that a little ironic, though?
Rudy, when was the last time you were gainfully employed?
It's been about 5 years.
And there you go.
Critical.
Timberfake, what would you do to clean up the homeless problem in downtown?
I don't know, man. They got the welfare check, so stick with that, and they're good, you know? Then if you spend that on food, and then spend the other money on beer.
Wonderful answer. Ignorance is bliss.
Mike Lee is up next, Producer Joe.
Yes, Mike Lee, what would you do to clean up the homeless problem in downtown St. Louis?
My best dream is I want to be a baseball player.
Producer Joe, could you, because the subtitles aren't working,
Mike Lee would like to be a baseball player. Who would you like to play baseball for, Mike?
I want to be a pitcher.
For who?
Cardinal.
For the Cardinals?
Mike Lee wants to be a pitcher for the Cardinals.
Do you have any special pitches that you're able to throw, Mike?
I could do it.
You can do it? I believe you can do it. Do you believe you can do it?
Stay on the message.
I wish Tony let me in.
You wish Tony would let you in. A lot of people familiar with Mike Lee.
So that's going to clean up the homeless problem in downtown St. Louis.
If Mike Lee was a pitcher for the Cardinals, there will be no longer any homeless people living in Bum Park. We will move on to this question. Jackie, what do you look for in a lover?
That's a great question. The question posed to Jackie is, what do you look for in a lover?
Strong love making.
Strong love making, Tim.
Oh, strong love making. So you're kind of aggressive.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Do you like a big man?
I like guys who wear earrings and
Do you like men with beards?
I like goatees.
Rudy, what do you look
for? Hold on a second, Producer Joe. Don't bury the lead. If I'm not mistaken, as Jackie was answering that question, she was staring directly at our former board operator, Austin, who would like to go by the name of Keith tonight. Jackie, were you thinking of Austin right there? Be honest with me.
Well, a long time ago, I did have a crush on Austin, and tonight I did feel those feelings again.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Tim, a while ago she used to have a very mighty crush on Austin, and tonight she got those feelings again.
Oh, the feelings are back. Chill. You finna bang.
Rudy, what do you look for in a lover?
Something young and sexy that'll put up with my old lady.
What was that answer, Producer Jim?
Rudy is looking for someone that is young and sexy and is willing to put up with his old lady. Chicken
so
legs.
It'll be a threesome. Timberfake gets a lot of broads.
Maybe. Timberfake, what are you looking for in a lover?
Why do you have to consult with Mr. Merriweather?
Anyways, Mike Lee's a great American, man. He's
Mike
a good
Lee,
dude.
Mike Lee is a great American.
Give it up for Mike Lee. Mike Lee's a man, but I don't know. I like legs and lips, but I'm going to see what Mr. Merriweather thinks. What do you think? He's going to start answering for me.
Mr. Merriweather, what do you look for in a lover?
Minds and brain.
Minds and brains?
Yeah.
Minds and brains, Mr. Merriweather looks for.
And Mike Lee.
Mike Lee, what do you look for in a lover?
Titty.
The answer is titties again.
I guess there's really no way to go wrong. Is there anything else besides titties that you're looking for, Mike?
Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy. Mike Lee. Mike Lee's still the leader in the clubhouse. Producer Joe, what do you got next?
I have a very special question that I asked to ask Jackie, and how would she go about preventing teenage pregnancy?
Well, first of all, I would get my if I had a teenage child, I would set them down and make sure they know all about sexual promiscuity and what it's like to be
my eye.
what it's like to be tied down with a child and how your years could be cut off from having fun from being young.
Producer Joe, could you sum that answer up for us?
Jackie would like all of the youth of America to understand what it's like to be an actual mother and how a child can take up a considerable amount of your time.
Jackie, please tell me you don't have a child.
No, I don't have any children. They get on my nerves and drive me up the wall.
Jackie does not have a child, but she has
Austin doesn't have a child either.
Austin would like to have a kid. He said Austin would love to have a child. Austin, Jackie, would you like to be the mother of Austin's child?
No, not really.
No!
But no, that's not what I mean.
Hey, Austin, weren't you at the Eddie Money concert? Is that you? Weren't you on a date? Eddie Money? Weren't you supposed to be at the Eddie Money concert, man?
I'm just asking. I didn't know if that was you.
Rudy, how would you go about combating teenage pregnancy?
I'll go the old-fashioned way with the chastity belt to where, you know, like he has the razor blades and stuff like that, because I won't want my daughter to get pregnant.
Do you have any children?
No.
Rudy suggests a chastity belt.
Mike Lee. We'll go to Mike Lee first, Timberfake. We'll let you and Mr. Merriweather play with one another. Mike Lee, how would you go about preventing teenage pregnancy?
I don't like it.
You don't like the idea of pregnancy?
No.
Do you have any children?
No.
What are you looking for in a teenage girlfriend?
No,
producer
not me.
Joe.
I don't want teenager girlfriend.
Do you like older women?
They're too young for me.
Good for you, Mike Lee. Producer Joe.
An honorable American.
Producer Joe is trying to solicit an underage relationship for Mike Lee. You're out of line, Producer Joe.
I'm sorry.
You're out of line, sir.
Maybe I'm looking out for his best interest. And finally, Timberfake. When was the last time you got a teenage girl pregnant?
I don't know, man. I went to a Catholic school for 15 years.
It's a long time to be in school.
What?
It's a long time to be in school. Where'd you go to grade school?
St. Anthony of Padua.
South City, Dirty.
That's right, man.
You're DB Proud.
DB Proud. You were Gabriel Proud and Slew Proud.
Thank you very much, sir.
That's right. You got to keep it sexy, though.
Timberfake says he's keeping it sexy. Producer Joe.
So I do.
What do you have next for our Idiots Roundtable?
And our final question of the night.
Final question for the Idiots Roundtable.
What, you have something?
Yeah, I don't like being called an idiot, man.
Timberfake is standing up for himself. Intellectuals Corner.
Yes, this is only the finest American.
Well, no, you've seen the, you know, when Jim Rome calls, when he calls Mr. Everett, Chris Everett, you know?
Right. Sure. So you're going to go across the table and punch someone?
No, but I'm
Can
just
I
saying.
Say something? Can
you gotta
I say
keep
something?
It sexy.
Jackie, you just talk as much
something.
As you want.
Can
you
I
have
say
a poem?
Yeah.
Hey, don't listen to him. He's talking crazy.
Mr. Merriweather.
You know, we're all in this together. Timberland. What's his name? Timberlake?
it's Timberfake.
She was looking at me in the van.
Yeah, I was trying to get my groove on.
You think I'm sad?
Oh, no.
But I'm not. I could. You kept talking about producer Joe, though.
I do like Joe now. I do.
Oh, you like me? You like me or you like Austin?
I like
Kevin, right? Yeah, Keith. Kevin. You got that iPod still with the song so her and Joe can dance?
To Flay Me by Neil Diamond.
What's it called?
Huh?
Which one?
I want.
It's by Neil Diamond. He'll download it now.
Play Me by Neil Diamond.
Play Me by Neil Diamond?
Yeah, she wants to slow dance with producer Joe.
Jackie, if we put Play Me by Neil Diamond on, you want to slow dance with producer Joe?
Yeah, it means angel.
And she wanted to dance with Mike Lee.
Listen. And you want to dance with Mike Lee? What are you, high five
joking?
Listen what it means. It means angel.
Mike Lee, are you interested in Jackie?
I don't know.
That's not quite the song we're looking for.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to talk.
She's trying to talk. She wants us to cut the music.
Come on, girl. Get up, you gotta shake it, baby.
Oh,
you got it's Neil Diamond. You gotta get up, girl.
Just
keep playing this. Da, 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 da.
It only took about 10 minutes before we lost complete control of what's going on here. And when was the last time that Rudy was the most normal
person
in the room?
Okay, listen, Play Me means angel.
Sweet Caroline, this Neil Diamond. You gotta get up, girl.
Timberfake,
let's take him to church,
baby.
Jackie, get up there and dance with Chris.
You don't want to take him to church?
Jackie, who do you want? Austin, Producer Joe, or Timberfake?
Tell him who's the sexiest for real, though.
Who honestly do you want?
Please don't do this.
Who do you want?
Tell him who's the sexiest.
Please don't do this.
The sweetest is Joe.
She wants Producer Joe.
Oh, no.
Jackie wants Producer Joe.
Man.
That's a nice score for you, Producer Joe.
Man, my feelings are hurt, Jackie.
Hold on, shut up. I had a poem. Was that haiku? Jackie, yes.
Okay.
Now we're in a Red Sox game. Jackie, yes.
Play me means angel.
Play me means angel. A number after that?
Number six.
Number six.
Hey.
Play me means angel number six.
And also, that's why I wanted to dance with Joe, because he's an angel to me.
Oh, my word. That's the most precious thing I've ever heard.
Hey.
Jackie just said she wants to dance to Neil Diamond's Play Me. Because Joe is an angel to her.
Kevin's got the iPod. We can make it happen.
He got me something to eat and something to drink.
Producer Joe, would you like to dance with Jackie?
Yes. After we pack everything up, it'll be a
Producer Joe
moment.
Says he will dance with Jackie.
And I want to dance to the Fray, Never Say Never.
Never Say Never. That's my creed. Mike Lee wants to say something.
Hey, Joe, you going to eat her titty?
Mike Lee just wanted to know if Joe has seen her titties.
I think that'll bring it into its round table.
He felt me up.
Who felt you up?
The guy right there felt me up.
Mike Lee felt you up. Mike Lee has gone to second base on Jackie tonight. Very hot. Producer Joe is holding his head in his hands. And Timberfake is flipping off the camera. Rudy is shit-faced. And I think it's a perfect time to wrap it up. Ladies and gentlemen, your Idiots round table. Jackie, Rudy, Timberfake, and Mike Lee.
Hey, let's see Mike dance to Billie Jean.
We can play some Billie Jean so Mike Lee can dance again. This will bring our fine broadcast to a conclusion. Jackie, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to you and Producer Joe hooking up. Rudy, thank you for your time. Timberfake, thank you for your time. You're a great American, sir. I'm sorry we're sideways. I don't want to be sideways with you. You're a good man.
You're the main man.
Thank you so much. Mike Lee, thank you so much, sir.
Keep it sexy.
Thank you, Mike Lee. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our broadcast. Please show your appreciation for our guests, Jesse Jane, Ryan Franklin, Todd Wellemeyer, Colby Erasmus, who is hiding,
Amy McKernan,
Brendan Ryan, Jackie, Rudy, Timberfake, Mr. Merriweather, Will Chris, Mike Lee, Producer Joe, Charlie Marlowe, and my co-hosts, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Douglas Elvin Vaughn. Thank you to all of our beautiful girls next door. And thank you for coming out for the InsideSTL.com 4th anniversary party. We'll be staying here and boozing all night at the Pepper Lounge. You're listening to Team 13.
Keep it looking real sexy. Best girl that I ever did see, the great Larry Bird, Jersey 33. When you take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets. Call me Willie Whistle, cause I can't speak, baby. Something in your eyes really drove me crazy. Now I can't.